Hello, I know my shirt is cute. You can tell me in the comments, because I love compliments. I wanted to remind you that they-them pronouns are something you use every day. Someone left their sandwich here. Or, that's for an anonymous person, or when you're gossiping and the person's not anonymous. You say, one of my bosses said that I should give them my hours now and get paid, but they didn't tell me what to say to the other boss. Right? You're gossiping, you don't want to tip your hand to the identity, etc. Just conjugate, use the sentence structure in the exact same way for someone like me. It's very handy.
What the f***, Buffalo Bill?
Jeffrey. Now, Jeffrey Marsh keeps making these TikTok videos about how he wants people to change the way they use the English language to suit his needs. Now, I have one piece of advice for Jeffrey. He could take it or leave it. And my advice is, if you ever want people to take you seriously, you have to lose the Buffalo Bill vibes.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Now, doesn't this guy have anybody in his life that cares enough to say, listen, Jeffrey, you're not winning over any hearts and minds with what you're doing, so maybe, just maybe, try out a new look or gear your stuff toward a whole new audience, because he starts off most of his TikToks by saying, hey, kids, which seems just a little creepy, don't you think? Anyway, welcome back. Thank you guys so much for joining me. So, real quick video today. There are a couple reasons I'm making this video. First reason is we hit 20,000 subscribers last night, and I just wanted to say thank you. Second reason is it just seems like a good day for a Clown World update. So that's exactly what you're going to get. Anyway, in all seriousness, so last night we hit 20,000 subscribers. And I know this is still an extremely small YouTube channel. But to me, that's a pretty substantial goal that I had set. And starting out over 2 years ago at zero with not sure which direction I wanted to go in. I just knew I had something to say and I knew the world was going in a scary direction. So here we are. I literally wouldn't be here without you guys. You guys are the heart and soul of this community, this channel. So, and this is the greatest community on the YouTubes. I've been saying that for quite some time now. And it truly is. You guys that sponsor these videos, you guys that are channel members, you guys that come watch these videos every day, that hit the thumbs up button, that like the comment section up, that share these videos out. I mean, you guys, there are days when I just want to quit, whether it's the YouTube suppression or the brain aids from watching all this stuff or technical issues I have with my equipment. There are days I just want to throw in the towel. But you guys truly keep me motivated and inspired. I couldn't quit if I wanted to. I'd feel like I was letting all you guys down. So, and I have big plans for this channel. As long as they don't try to squash us here and we can keep growing, I have, there are a lot of things I want to do from here. So hopefully I can say this is just the beginning. So thank you guys, truly. I don't want to get all corny and draw this out, but thank you guys. I truly, truly appreciate it. I love each and every one of you guys. You guys, like I said, you guys are the heart and soul of this channel. So thank you all for being here with me on this crazy journey. Let's get into it. I had this ad on a video I did a while ago. This is an Abercrombie & Fitch ad. But there is a video now that accompanies this ad, so that's why I'm playing it again. So this is an Abercrombie & Fitch ad with Ethan Alexander Patrone, pronouns he, they, and Addison Rose Vincent, pronouns they, them. These companies, are they ever gonna learn? I just don't get it. I don't get it. And President Trump said it best.
Everything woke turns to okay?
Now, we all know that Abercrombie & Fitch, not too long ago, was the company that was known for having young, attractive, and fit models, both male and female. I don't know what the f*** we're looking at here. Anyway, I'm going to play the video that accompanies this ad. There is a copyrighted song playing in the background, so I'm going to add my own little jingle to it that's a bit more fitting. Check this out. Roll the film.
Gross.
I guess we just hope that the old adage, get woke, go broke, comes true for all these companies that continue to pull this insane bullshit. I mean, are they ever going to learn, really? Well, it seems like this whole Bud Light, Dylan Mulvaney thing starting to make a bit of an impact, so this might be the wake-up call for these companies. Who knows? Anyway, let's see what this old-timer has to say. I like this guy's helmet. He's got the WTF helmet. Then he's got a picture of himself wearing the WTF helmet on his jersey. So far, so good. I like your style, sir. Roll the film, please.
124, April 4th, 2023. Donald Trump is under arrest. Oh, what the f***? Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it.
You are a f***ing moron.
Listen, I respect my elders, but over here on this channel, we call a spade, so... Wow. Tell me you only watch CNN and MSNBC without telling me you only watch CNN and MSNBC. That guy reminds me of my uncle. Nobody should be cheering for that. That should horrify people. Stuff like that doesn't happen in a free country, so... Make of that what you will. Anyway, this guy... These people, these provocateurs that do stuff like this, this is just... Roll the film, please.
Sometimes you just gotta walk through Walmart and make people confused about their sexuality.
What is your f***ing problem, man?
So this guy thinks that if men look at him in Walmart, they're confused about their sexuality? I don't think that's it at all. I think it's because he looks like he just lost a BB gun fight in the parking lot with all that in his face. And also, the way he's dressed, he looks like some girl that just came straight out of a trailer park. Anyway, potato, potato, right? Let's keep it moving. All right, next up, we have this video that's going viral, and this is some interesting behavior. Listen, a lot of stores, big stores and little stores, are leaving these cities that it's just where it's just complete lawlessness. It's just chaos. There's no law and order, and stores are leaving. These places are going to start to crumble, so if you're near or in one of these places, if you can, get out quickly, because this is not good. So this guy, usually we see him in black hoodies. This guy's got a blue hoodie, so like I said a minute ago, potato, potato, right? but he stuffs all these sneakers into his trash bag and scoots right past a security guard who doesn't do a thing about it, and then he fades into the wind. Roll the film, please.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
What do you mean, you people? Oh boy. Alright, this next one. What is this guy doing? Wow. Wow. It says forced to log this in from New Jersey because my coworkers refused to get boosted. So they...
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Nobody has any shame anymore. No shame! That guy should be so embarrassed to go into his office and sit in that portable cubicle or whatever the f*** that thing was. He should be embarrassed. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and it's so unnecessary. All right, relax, relax. People have lost their damn minds. Wow. Anyway, before we go any further, I got to give a huge shout out to the sponsor of today's video. Today's video is being brought to us by our friend Thomas Vavreau. Thomas, thank you, sir, for sponsoring today's video. Now, Thomas has sponsored a few videos in the past, so I truly, truly appreciate the continued love and support. Thomas Vavreau, once again, thank you, sir. Now, if you'd like to sponsor the next video and help support the channel, there is a PayPal link in the description box below, and I will say your full name as a sponsor of said video unless stated otherwise by you. Oh, it's this gem again. Oh, let's see what she's got to say this time. Roll it.
Today, I'm going to be showing you how to use stims pronouns and sentences, so come along with me. What are we, making up words now?
So to be completely honest, I did have to look into these ones because typically people who stim are neurodivergent. So that's the only way that I've actually heard of stimming is through neurodivergent TikTok. You have to have like some kind of connection with the pronouns. So I just feel like it's probably not appropriate if you don't experience stimming. I'm not gonna try to act like I know everything because I definitely don't. So just please let me know what your thoughts are on that. But I feel like it's kind of inappropriate, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just unaware, so please let me know. Stim has a strong sense of self and is confident in Stim self and Stim's abilities. Stim is proud of Stim self and all the accomplishments Stim has achieved, and Stim is not afraid to show it. And if you've never seen me on your For You page before, which you probably have, but probably just not in a great way, but this is me. I'm Snow. And I'm just a lesbian who does not use neo pronouns, but completely supports neo pronouns because, hey, there's nothing wrong to say about them. You're gonna have to know and learn all of these different pronouns. How are you gonna do it? It's not even like that. Nobody's here to force you to do anything. It's just something that makes someone feel comfortable.
What the f*** are you talking about?
Stim self, stim pronouns. These people are literally just making it up now. Wow. Anyway. All right, we're going to be ending it on this one. Now, this is, I don't know if this is a lot of people think that Gavin Newsom is going to be the front runner for the presidential campaign for the Democratic Party in 2024. I don't know if this is some kind of campaign ad or what, but he went down to Florida. And he's been making his rounds around the United States, been to the White House recently. So I'm going to play this clip. Like I said, I don't know if it's a campaign ad or what, but I'm going to play this commercial. It's about 2 minutes long. I'm probably going to cut it short because I can't really take any. It's all lies. It's all bullshit and lies. And it just truly shows you how evil these people are. This guy cares nothing about the truth. He cares nothing about the people of California. He cares nothing about you or me or any of us. He cares about power. That's it, because everything he says here is a lie. You'll see. Clearly things are getting crazy out there, guys, so please take care of yourselves, take care of each other. Till next time, love you guys, peace. Roll it.
I'm here in Sarasota, Florida, at New College, and we're here just to remind everybody of what's happening in Florida and other states like it. Guys like Ron DeSantis, these functionally authoritarian leaders, passing bills like Don't Say Gay, threatening classroom instruction, criminalizing teachers, criminalizing librarians, banning books, banning speech, coming to colleges like this and taking over the universities. This is a university that has historically practiced academic freedom, focused on self-directed education, critical thinking. Now the college has been completely torn asunder with a direct assault with the firing of its president. The DeSantis administration has been pretty honest about what they intend to do, to use this college as a proxy to take over other institutions of higher learning. Ron DeSantis is nothing more than a bully. He bullies vulnerable communities, tries to humiliate people, talking down to people, talking past people because they look different, they love different. That's weakness masquerading as strength. And if you think this is not about you, it is. This is a preview of things to come.
What a bunch of
and you ain't black.